Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There you are.
Ooh, I like that sound.
I gotta give you sugar before the show so that way you'll get up. Your eyes.
And how do you have to...
Y'all, I had to give Poodle basically uppers before a show. And by uppers, I mean a McDonald's apple pie.
You know what? Have you not? I haven't. If you gave me a McDonald's apple pie on the street, I'm like, get that fucking thing away from me. But if I see it in that McDonald's bag, I'm going to eat it like a fat girl at recess hiding her Swiss cake roll.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Come at us if you'd like a Swiss cake roll.
Come at us.
You know, saw a ranking of Little Debbie snacks today or a couple days ago on Twitter.
Boy, someone had nothing to do. God.
And
go,
it was
volunteer.
Like,
go do something at your church.
Someone ranked oatmeal cream pies as the top level.
Those are my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, they're my favorite.
No, Swiss cake rolls.
Oh, no. Oatmeal cream pies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We used to have
those.
You know
those have, like, lard in them.
That's why they're so good. My mother finally said, I have to stop buying these because y'all eat too many a day.
Were you going through a box at a time?
So let's talk about the show.
Y'all, he had... Turn me down a little bit. I'm a little
sure,
loud.
Yeah.
He had a fat brother and a fat father.
You know why I wanted that McDonald's apple pie? Well, I wanted that
You wanted
ice cream.
Fries.
It's because on a train back on San Diego yesterday, I'd never seen All the President's Men before.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. And I was watching it, though, but shows them twice, and they're eating McDonald's from the 70s, but it looks like the packaging we had in the 80s. And I've been thinking about McDonald's for 24 hours.
Just because of the packaging?
Yes, it worked.
That's a true gay reason.
Mm-hmm. If you saw that old brown packaging with the old McDonald's, it takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah. When I was a fat kid. I had McDonald's birthday parties.
We had Burger King more because they had better cakes, apparently.
Wow.
Y'all.
You might be a redneck. You know you're a fat girl when you have preference over what your birthday parties are.
You didn't?
I like McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
No one had Burger King birthday parties.
That's what we did. It's by the interstate,
y'all,
so it's easy to get
if
to.
If you had a Burger King birthday party instead of McDonald's party, maybe they were cheaper.
Come at us. Maybe that'll be our... Y'all, I just want to say something. I have really appreciated the conversations and the debate that we're having in the Sissy Squad.
And everyone is so civil.
So civil and
supportive. I'm
amazed
that I'm so civil. I usually, like, call someone a fag and move on.
It's women usually calm you down.
That's true.
We could feel safe around them. So I just want to applaud everybody for that. But maybe this
will... If you haven't joined our Sissy Squad, y'all, on Facebook,
please
come
do.
Find Sissy Squad.
But maybe this will be the turning point the debate between McDonald's and Burger King birthday
that
parties.
That makes people like pull each other's hair.
Yeah, someone's going to say, you're a cunt. I hate you.
I didn't know that there were actual Burger King birthday parties.
Oh, they are. Y'all, we're about to jump into the show, but...
Did they call you the Whopper Boy?
Maybe. I did like to wear the crayon.
And they called you Burger Queen.
They did.
Let's jump into the episode.
Well, I do want to jump in.
All
I just
this garbage.
We're going to announce this again at the end, but I just want to start off. Big news, y'all, that officially our the 90 Days Gays podcast
You
is
always
up.
Say big news, and I don't know what it is.
Yes. I don't know what else it'd be. We literally had a podcast launch today.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That's fucking big news,
It's
you
on
asshole.
iTunes. But we did a soft launch.
But we didn't tell people. We didn't
we
record
did a soft them. Launch.
Well, because Stitcher and everything put you up quick. But y'all.
I dated a guy I called Soft Launch once.
That's what they call me in college.
And since
there goes Soft Launch.
I don't think that's a good thing to call yourself.
No, that's why I did it. Yeah. It wasn't good. Anyway, so the 90 Day Fiancé, it's on with before. We're recapping before the 90 days.
Yeah, and we might get into the others.
We are.
Okay.
What else are we going to do? What else are we going to do?
Maybe live our lives.
You know what? We have time because actually I really liked Before the 90 Days, but one of our listeners, Jackie, she was telling me that Happily Ever After is like when they come over, it's like shit gets real. And then another person told me they love The Other Way. So what we're planning on doing, everybody, is I think currently 90 Day Before the Days is on. We're starting with that.
Before the 90 Days is on, yes.
And as new seasons of the newer versions, I like to call it the 90 Day Multiverse. That's what I call it. It's like Marvel.
Yeah, no one else calls it that.
Maybe they will. As soon as all that starts coming out, as the new shows come out, we'll be recapping each one until eventually we do have no lives.
Joy.
But anyway, but y'all... There we go.
Until I just slip my wrists on air.
Let's jump into 90
Day
Fiancé.
Let's jump into the show with Miss Rebecca.
Love is a battlefield. Love is a battlefield, y'all.
We are young. And heartache to heartache. We stand. No promises, no demands.
Love is a battlefield.
So beautiful.
I am the age.
And you know what? If you're Avery, it literally is a battlefield. Literally.
So, if you are Avery, love is actually a shelling battlefield.
Love is Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, we're not trying to make light of Syria,
we're
y'all.
Not. We're trying
but
to say
true.
That Avery's an idiot.
She's a stupid
person, but as we'll talk about in this episode, I think she comes by it honestly from her mother.
She wears more makeup than any Muslim woman I've ever seen.
She does look like she would be dancing like in a burqa at Jumbo's Clown Room.
She's in the Muslim version of Scores.
Yes. Yes, she is. By the way, thank y'all for shouting out Youth Do this week on the Sissy Squad. I appreciated that.
I had never heard of it.
What perfume do you think Rebecca wears?
You know what it is? She wears CK1 because it makes her feel young. That's
I don't
it.
Think they make that anymore, do they? But she would.
Did I just show my age?
I don't know if they make it, they would. Or Britney Spears Curious.
Or no, I don't think they make that either.
Oh, they don't? That was a good sip.
She probably makes something. She probably wears something. I don't know, kids. She probably wears something that she bought at
maybe light blue.
Forever 21.
Or yeah. What if she wears that Lucky perfume they sell at the Buckle? All the girls used to wear that in high school.
It smells like a whore.
I loved it.
Of course you did. You love perfume.
I do.
Yo, I'm not a big fragrance person.
Okay.
This one is.
Rebecca.
So Ziad is playing soccer.
Yes.
I realized he reminds me of a werewolf. That is exactly what he reminds me of.
Was that when she was blow-drying his hair?
Yes. He's like...
Hey, I don't put me out in the sun or the moonlight.
He does kind of talk like Dracula. Like it almost sounds like a Transylvanian.
You know what he
accent.
Is? He's almost speaking French. That Tunisians speak French.
Oh, they
and
do.
Also Arabic. So let's get to where she is with his friends. And she says, all of a sudden, she goes, so, am I going to meet your friends? But they're like playing soccer with him first.
I mean... The more and more we meet Rebecca and Zied, a part of me likes them together. I think they work well together. And then another part of me wants to say,
she's Zied, 47 you, and Zied, he's 26.
Yeah, Zied, you need to fucking run because she's going to weigh you down.
I liked it when she goes, so does anybody here speak English? Because it's kind of nice. Again, Americans are assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, Americans.
Hassan does. Hassan also wishes he could meet an American lady. And you know what? I'd like to say that I'm right here. I'm right here for that. I'm an American lady.
What did you think of his friends as they were?
I liked them. My favorite part was when Hassan, my favorite, says, how old are you?
They're just very blunt. And then they ask
her
like, about
her tattoos. 47. It says, show me your tattoos. And then when he said, my favorite quote of the whole episode was when she said it's $3,000 for a sleeve, he went, that could open a store.
That could literally, it was like,
that could open a store.
And you got a Def Leppard insignia tattooed on your forearm.
I just liked, he literally saw his hookah store.
It's true.
In his mind.
It's true.
With $3,000.
And you didn't think any of them were attractive at all?
And for a whole year, if you stopped tattooing, Sally Struthers would say, you could open a store in Tunisia.
Feed the children.
I thought like at least three of them were attractive.
That's a pretty good Sally Struthers. That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
They're just so hungry.
It wasn't.
Please. I'm really surprised that you haven't talked about imagining you were the soccer ball and all of them, instead of kicking it one by one, were just ramrodding you.
They all looked a little young for me.
Oh, good. You're growing. This is good.
They all looked a little young. There were no. I didn't want to miss Robinson anyone.
You know what I loved? You know how it says, it's really cool graphic. When like every time we go back to someone and we meet them, you know how it does like this? It's a picture. It's like them frozen in the picture, but the background's moving.
Yes.
Still.
Yeah. TLC advanced animation.
I enjoy it. Did you see the one for Zied and Rebecca? They're like standing there in Tunisia, and then there's just a fat man smoking a hookah in the background, just kind of going, what the fuck am I here for? I just thought that was an interesting choice. I hope he gets a background right.
I liked it at the end when they were about to go out, and so they're going out for the evening. She wants to wear some kind of booby bustier thing that shows her chicken breasts.
The fabric makes it look like a negligee. If it was a different fabric, it would have been better.
It looks awful.
It looks
like she has two chicken cutlets on her on her chest.
Yes.
And he, by the way, has sprayed himself with designer imposter body spray.
Oh, I'm
probably
sure.
Some kind of cool water.
She looks like she got that top at the sale rack at Hot Topic, but like 10 years ago, Hot Topic. Not edgy now.
Now it's cold, whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting because she's bringing up that I've been controlled before. Again, ladies, red flag. If you keep bringing up your issues with your ex-boyfriend, it might not work out with your current one. We might want to let that
go. If you keep saying, and also, you're in a Muslim country.
Well, that's the deal. She was like, I can't believe he's trying to control me. He's just, I'm not going to be controlled by a man. And I'm like, he doesn't want you to get raped or beaten because people will judge you for your clothing,
and
you fucking idiot.
I think maybe you should just know where you are a little bit.
People will literally, if she wasn't with him or something happened, they would look at her and say whore and beat
the shit
out of her.
I agree. Anyway, y'all, Rebecca's deluded.
And you know
she's
what
a deluded,
would do?
Lonely heart.
He would just look down and go, oh, well, and open
I
up his phone.
You.
He'd open up his phone and then swipe right. And then we're on to next season. She has no fucking clue. And when she's like, "That's I can do whatever I want." And she literally said, that's the American way. Or she said something like that.
And I keep saying the motto of this show should be, Americans are awful.
What do y'all think? School us if y'all think that we're in the wrong here. Because maybe we are. But I don't think
when
so.
When Americans, I can speak
no,
for
I
this.
No, I mean, as far as Rebecca, someone, is he over-controlling or is she being an idiot?
Well, I would say he is. Or she is. She's being an idiot. But I would say that when I was in other countries, and I was kind of trying to blend in, and I was either taking an immersion class or something.
How'd did you do?
I can blend in. People ask me for directions in foreign languages. That's how you know you've kind of blended in.
Really?
And, yeah, and people come to me and speak English, and I was like, no speak English.
You would do that?
Yes. I didn't want to talk to them. You could see American tourists from a mile away.
How? What? Why do you see American
tourists? They're entitled. They're loud.
Oh, really?
Very loud. Russians and Americans are very loud. And Germans just are wearing short shorts. That's how you can tell a German tourist.
Oh.
Yeah.
I enjoy short shorts. I don't like long shorts. They just get in the way.
I don't know what they would get in the way of, but anyway.
Talk about really... So then they go to this restaurant, and they go out to meet her friends, and then she's like...
His friends.
Or no, they're not even... They just go out to themselves just to have a drink and relax. And she's wearing this jacket, this leather jacket, and then she takes it off, and he literally says to her, people will see you and think you're not a good woman. And she goes, oh, so now I'm not a good woman? And I'm like...
I think she's making something up.
I'm like... You're taking, it's not that deep, bitch.
Again, this is the Middle East, or the Horn of the Northern Africa.
Yeah.
You can't just flaunt your sexuality.
No. No.
And especially her. She's got tattoos all over her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, you think she might want to have investigated that? The more I learn about the
Rebecca. She's a private investigator.
The more I learn about Rebecca, I feel like her partner's doing all the heavy lifting on that PI. It's not Cagney and Lacey.
No.
It's just Cagney. And Lacey's drunk.
It's true.
If y'all want to Google something funny, Google Fagney and Gacy. It's one of the funniest sketches from our friend Drew.
It's very, very funny.
Just saying that.
Shall we move on to Chester Cheetah?
I think so. I think all I have to say about that. I just want to ask you real quick. So when the guy is looking at Rebecca's tattoos and Zed freaks out, do you feel like he overreacted?
I feel like this is speaking from a place of male privilege. I feel like he's trying to protect what's his, and they're ogling what's his.
So, because that's what I thought too, and I thought,
but
here
you know, privilege doesn't
overkill.
Exist because it's privilege is the rule in the Middle East.
It's not privilege; it's rule.
It's rule.
So it makes me think like here it seems controlling, but there, and I don't mean to make an excuse for it. There, it's just. That is what their culture, that's what men do.
Yeah.
The way, like, speaking of Tim, the way that Jennifer says that Latin men normally would be all over her.
Yeah,
and
she's like, I want you to look at me.
Boy. Why is he not looking at me? Y'all, I just want to say, none of our accents are racist on this show because... We
just can't do them.
We might bust out a Kenyan accent in this episode. And I just want you to know, we're not making fun of the race. We're making fun of the person that's doing this show.
I am the least racist person I know, like Donald Trump says.
No, actually, you are.
I'm not a racist person.
You have had more black inside you than many people have ever had.
Well, probably true.
The only person who probably had more is me.
It's like the United Nations.
It is. It's true. They could put a flag in your ass and call peace.
Free at last.
All right, everybody.
So let's move on to Tim, Chester Cheetah.
Oh, I love that image of Rebecca. They're fighting, and Rebecca's just smoking her cigarette saying, stop, chewing the side of her mouth. Stop. All right, let's talk about Tim.
So Tim.
Tim is in Colombia. He does kind of look like him.
He's kind of talking like this. He's got his gold eye things under his eyes.
He really looks like a male Muppet, like the brother of the, what's her name? The high Muppet from the band.
Janice?
Janice. He looks like Janice to me.
I still say he has so many teeth. It's like terrifying how many teeth he has.
That's a lot.
Anyway.
So he's coming over. Then we get a flash forward. Backward to Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer's a model.
Y'all, she's just doing this show to be an influencer.
She's got
to figure that out.
Really obtrusive chest tattoo of a bird that I must say is obscene.
Yes.
Not that it's just not good.
I really feel like all of these people from other countries, except for Caesar, But they're all really they're really getting catfished. Because again, she thinks she's getting a man. I thought, wow, I just realized he drives that car that she mentioned in the first sentence.
And
he wears like Gucci and all this. She thinks she's going to like go to North Carolina.
She does.
And live in a fucking palace.
I will say the first thing when her friends are like, show us a picture of Team. The first picture she showed them was not of him, but the fucking Ferrari. So she's not marrying Tim.
No.
She's marrying the fucking Ferrari.
And then she says, I just went, and her friends are like, we just want to know if Tim has good intentions. I was like, Tim?
First of all, when you say good intentions, I like it that the one with two face tattoos is talking about good intentions.
Oh, are you talking about our friend Albert with the Black Panther hair?
Yeah, he's got the numeral two on his face.
You know what else he has?
What? He has BDF.
He has huge BDF face.
He's got a huge dick.
I mean, and I know you thought of it.
I did. I did.
Y'all, Jake would sleep with him.
In a second.
In a second.
In a second. I'd probably have to go to the clinic after.
You know what? It'd be worth it. He says that... He and her friends, her friend with the eyeshadow that goes to her temples, which I don't understand, but
it was also confusing.
Her friends are extra. Surprise.
They are.
Anyway, she says, I just do not want Jennifer to be exhibited. You know, because that would be horrible for an Instagram model. That would be horrible.
Because Jennifer's showing her body all over Colombia.
All over the internet. I wonder, I don't even know Jennifer's last name, but I wonder what her Instagram looks like.
I don't know. I want to say
I'll look later.
She did meet him at the airport, and she seemed very excited.
She
and
did.
I had to go back and look at this because you told me when she hugged him at the airport after the airport scene, he had a huge,
not Tim. It wasn't Tim that had the boner.
Oh, you're
Tim
talking about...
Tim had a boner, too?
You're talking about Benjamin.
Benjamin had a hip. That was actually one of our listeners pointed that. I'll let her remain nameless because she said it was shameful. But no, but Tim... I bet y'all... That's what we got to look from now on.
I saw the airport boner.
I bet Omar had one.
Yeah, he did.
Why is there glitter on your face?
I don't know.
Boy, it's
Lord
just another Monday. Well, good for Tim, because didn't kiss him.
I just want to talk about that. Tim shows up in the douchiest sunglasses ever.
Ever.
And he's like, hey, Violet. And Violet's like, is that an actual cartoon cat?
Yeah, you could tell that she was like,
what's going on there?
Is that Chester Cheetah? Is that Chester Cheetah?
In the car, we did have the infamous line, why are you not looking at me?
Why am I not the center of attention? And
boy,
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
But you know what? She lives with her grandparents. She's just an adult with a kid living with their grandparents.
It's not going to work out.
I feel like
I'm going to say this right now. It's not going to work out.
Well,
they're not going to ride off in the sunset together.
That should be the second act of the show. The 90 Day Fiancé, it's not working out.
It's not working out.
But I feel like we're just going to have a little, you know, we're going to have we need to process this moment for us.
Okay.
And I feel like with someone of your expertise, Jennifer goes into a very long conversation of Latin men compared to North Carolina men. And I thought, if anybody knows the difference of North Carolina men and Latin men, you really are the authority of that, probably west of the Mississippi.
Guilty.
So,
guilty as charged.
I mean, really, y'all. Again, his ass could be the consulate for Latin America.
Consulate.
That's what I said.
You said consulate.
I meant to say consulate.
Yeah.
What would you say are the differences?
Both are extremely family oriented. Both are very misogynistic.
Okay.
To an extent.
So those similarities. Okay. I like it that you're starting with that.
Both would probably buy, Jose Cuervo for a party.
Okay.
And down it all.
Okay.
There's not a lot of differences. Shockingly.
So I would say
who would get more jealous.
I would say, oh, that's tough. Oh, the Latin guys.
Really?
Latin guys? Latin guys, yeah.
Latin guys more affectionate than North Carolina man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the Colombian men would probably have a chance of killing you when you would cheat.
But they've got a lot of blow.
That's true. And y'all, that counts for a lot.
Counts for
to be
something.
Honest.
You know, for some people.
Uh huh.
So, all right. Well, thank you. Y'all, this has been We've Processed That with Poodle and Matt.
I tried. Yeah,
all that,
that was using my own experience.
Yes, it's true. When we get to Africa, I'll be the expert on that one. Because, boy. True. It's true. I've been there and back. I've been on safari and, ooh. I saw many a python.
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
shall we move on?
Yes. So, I think that's. I did love when. So they start talking about Veronica. And you know what? I've got to give it to Yennefer because Yennefer starts saying, and she's telling her friends, like, he has these pictures with this girl wearing slutty clothing.
It's
and
fair. It was
slutty.
Fair. And for Americans, even for her standards, it was slutty.
And her friend with the eyeshadow said, she looks like you. And she kind of did in that
she
picture.
She does look
like
her.
And I didn't notice that. So I was like, this is all fair. And I was kind of starting to side with Yennefer.
I was kind of starting to side
with her. And then she said, he starts to talk about Veronica, and she said, no, I already made these things clear to you. I know boring me. And
she
turns
did
around.
Say no boring
and
me.
And I went, well.
I would love to do that in real life.
Wow. You know, that's what Catherine did to Austin on Southern
Charm. Well, you're boring. Sometimes you're boring.
And I agree, though. She made a good point, though, when she says, she was like, she took you to the airport, and then she said in the confessional, she said, a woman is either a mom or a wife. And I went, that's fucking on. Or a woman to a man is a mom or a wife.
Yeah.
And I said,
you know
that's
what?
Fucking fair.
That's super reductive, but there's kind of something
there's
there.
There's truth to that. So we'll see. And then we get left with Tim has a secret about his past.
No.
And you know what I thought? Kind of what you said. You know, he's kind of short and kind of petite built. Maybe he was a woman. You said that once. You said, I feel like he could be trans.
I did say he could be trans.
And you know, that was the first thing I thought of in that moment. Y'all, come at us. What do you think Tim's secret's going to be? Anyway.
He had an ugly duckling thing going on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I just want to have a strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote unquote. Don't roll your eyes when I say quote unquotable. This is when Jennifer is talking. She's talking about she's going to see Tim, and she says, "I'm wondering how he's going to be. Is he going to be cute? Is he going to be rich? Is he going to have cash in his pocket? Or does he have PayPal? Because I do not take Venmo. Or is he going to like me? Who am I kidding? Look at these tits." That's what our TV said.
That was not an actual quote. But that's okay.
I heard it exactly that way. Right, I'm done.
We're going to move on to
the boner of the group.
Benjamin, the guy at Best Buy who handles your return.
Boy, that is true. That is true. He's 33. It's his Jesus year.
Y'all,
that means big things for
you're
him.
You're just trying to return Castlevania 11.
You know what?
And
I loved Castlevania.
And Benjamin is hassling you about a loyalty card.
I just watched that last week on Netflix.
Why did you? Why are you watching things like that?
It was like 30 minutes. I like Castlevania a little bit.
Anyway. All right. So he's gonna take your money back.
He's spending time with his kid wearing... he's wearing a black stripe with a
green one. I'm so glad you had a problem with it, because I went, this is the ugliest t-shirt I've ever seen.
Well, I realize.
And I'm quite a t-shirt connoisseur.
Boy, that's true.
Our sissy squad knows that.
Yes. It's a golf polo shirt. And I just want to say something. There are certain times that you're allowed to wear a golf polo shirt. And there's two times I can think of, and I'm going to tell you them right now.
Golf.
One, golf. And B, it's when you have to go to your cousin's high school graduation on the football field, and it's a little humid, but you have to dress up anyway.
Yeah, and you can't wear a jacket because it's
too
hot.
Other than that, you're doing it wrong.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would also say... maybe a church baccalaureate. Maybe a baccalaureate service.
Maybe, yep. They can get hot.
We're a little bit
hot inside.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a bigger male and you get sweaty. I understand that.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
But just a day in the park. His son is cute as the devil, I will say.
His son is adorable. I want to talk about how much his son, he's like, I'm going to go to Kenya. And apparently the kid's had a lot of education. He's like, there are lots of sculptures there. And I was like, Interesting. Tell me more, child.
That would have been you.
I know. And he's like, you know, and I went, what kind of schooling does this children have that he's schooled in African art?
Who knows? Maybe Phoenix has really good schools.
Yeah, let's talk about Phoenix. So Gloria, his sister, and Samuel, his brother-in-law, who look like they could be brother and sister.
They do.
And also, his redheaded sister, his ginger sister, is wearing the most freaky wraparound sunglasses I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I miss
those. She looks like a bug. It's something.
Well, it's so hot there. If you're a ginger, can you imagine? Can you imagine what your skin would do if you lived in Phoenix? You would wear those glasses, too, to protect your eyes.
I will say that
you'd
Benjamin,
walk around with one of those fucking hats. I would.
Benjamin is the social butterfly of the family because the sister and the brother-in-law's small talk made me want to throw myself out of the car.
I thought, no wonder he's going to Africa. I'm fucking bored.
My favorite part is, see you later, Phoenix. Which no one has ever said.
Now,
no one's ever regretted to leave Phoenix.
Fuck you, Phoenix. That's probably been said a lot.
I swear to you, no one has ever reluctantly left Phoenix.
Or why don't you go fuck yourself and the whore you rode in on that high horse, Phoenix? People have maybe said that.
They have.
But yeah, I agree. So we get a 24 hours early with Akini.
I just want to... Yeah, Akini, the reason why he calls her Akini is he can't pronounce her first name.
Can't say her name right.
White people are crazy.
White people
Y'all, we can't
are
pronounce
great.
Shit.
We can't. What is? How do you say her name, really?
I
missed it.
I zoned out.
I love that they cut to him flying off on a plane, looking at a city with lights, and we cut to her hauling water. Y'all, it's
Kenya
a different
looks,
world than
Kenya
where you
looks
come from.
Rough.
Kenya looks like it's a labor-intensive city.
It's not Nairobi. It's not like the city in the middle. No. She's in rural Kenya.
She's in rural Kenya. They have I guess it's fine. Her sister can dye her hair.
You know what? That is a mark of an established country.
I guess so.
If you can dye
Ruth
your
has
hair,
pink hair,
if you can dye your hair pink, you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
And again, I kind of wonder. Like, I feel like Akinya. How do you say her name?
Akini.
Akini's getting catfished now because again,
she's gorgeous.
Oh, she is gorgeous. I wrote that down too.
He looks like that time. But you ever have to do mathletes and stuff like that? You haven't. I did mathletes.
Wow.
No, it wasn't mathletes. It was like GNT, gifted and talented. We had to be bussed over to another portable. But he would have been the principal who met us to show our bus where to park.
He would have. Yeah.
I'm taking that back. He would have been the assistant principal who met our bus to show our bus mm-hmm. where to park. And he would say, "You guys have a great day. Hey, champ."
He would.
He would say that to me. And I feel like that haircut he has is all over the South.
What is that cartoon show where it's about the older man who's a country? It's a cartoon. It's like The Simpsons. And he talks like this. It's popular.
Oh, King of the Hill.
I feel like he would be a cartoon character on King of the Hill.
Kind of. He's a little literate for that. But yeah,
but
I get that.
I'm not. Yeah, Benjamin's not dumb. Well, he's not smart. But anyway.
he's lonely.
But I love it when, what is her, Connie, her friend is fucking the best friend we all need.
Y'all,
she's like, she's
Connie,
great.
Connie is like, you only love white people movies.
And yeah, you only love white people. She's like, I stalked his Facebook. He has a kid, which she didn't know. And then she says, she loves white people.
And I want to say that's the exact opposite of a person in this room.
I thought that too. Guilty. Guilty. Y'all, white men are
no
boring to me.
No one loves black men like this one.
Boring to me.
Uh-huh.
Boring to me.
Yeah. I can see someone saying, you only watch movies with black people.
It's true.
And you're like,
and
yes.
I'm like, yes. And
can I say something about her father? that not to say that showed. All black men look alike, but he looks like the guy in Candyman.
I thought, or like Black Dick Tracy. Yes. 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 Tell me about it. It was very, it was a very odd, like, mafia picture they showed
weird.
Of him.
And we found out that that Benjamin needs to be friends with her brother.
Her brother to get the approval from
her
dad.
To get the approval of the bride price.
Because, you know, his dad says, they say, his father thinks white people are a problem. And, you know.
I kind of agree.
Can't agree America, if you're a black person.
Y'all, we've had a lot of problems thanks to white people voting.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we've had a lot. If white people couldn't vote, we'd be fine.
Well, I just meant from the fact that, you know, a lot of black people have been persecuted by white people. I can understand why there's some trepidation.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in that country.
Agreed.
Anyway, so he's got a mountain to climb. Speaking of mountains to climb, y'all, when they met each other at the airport, I was kind of touched because they were really happy to see one another. Did you see how nervous she was?
She was.
And then they kissed and kissed and kissed.
Yeah, and they kissed and kissed.
I mean, like, kept kissing, and he was like, we have this chemistry, and we just kept kissing. And she was like, oh, my God, we have chemistry. It was so great.
She's very innocent.
And then they walk out of the airport, and Benjamin has a monster erection, y'all.
Monster.
I mean, it is. Did you see the picture I sent
you? Yes.
It is huge. So one of our listeners Facebook instant messaged me, and she said, well, now we know why she's in for it. Because, y'all,
she's like, Americans are big. Yeah, you saw.
It's like,
yes, girl.
And she would say, like, you're so hairy. And
yeah.
I love that she was just looking at him like he was a doll. And I was like, has she never seen white people before?
And I don't think she has. She's ever had a conversation with one.
She was probably like the way we were the first time we saw a Latin uncircumcised dick.
We're like,
remember that?
Ooh, I need to explore this.
Excuse me. You're just pulling on it.
I feel like Columbus.
Yeah. In 1492, Greece, you settled on the ocean. You're just pulling it, and you're like, oh, it snaps back.
Ooh, it's a turtle's head.
Ooh, look at it. You could use that as a money clip. Just put your wallet in there. Nobody would know.
Change purse.
Anyway, I don't know. I think she maybe is somewhat attracted to him. I don't know, y'all. She's so young.
I will see this. They might have the biggest chance of staying together of anybody.
I felt like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to think maybe Rebecca and Zied, and after Rebecca opened her mouth,
she went cuckoo.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the biggest train wreck?
Ooh. Ooh. I mean,
it's Miss Darcy, y'all. It's Lonely Hearts Darcy.
When we met him, I just looked in his eyes and I just knew.
So much chemistry.
I just knew.
Y'all.
So then she's walking around. First of all, it looks like Darcy is a recovering stroke victim. Because she walks around like she's, like, not stable. She kind of totters. Like, is she 70?
No, it's because.
Is it vertigo?
Her heels are so inappropriately high.
Maybe that's it. And the cobblestones are hell for her.
Remember for Cabergay when I bought you 4-inch heels one year?
It was really bad. And you literally. And I said never again.
You walked in them like that Carol Burnett secretary from the Carol Burnett show. Mrs. Wiggins.
Yes.
It was horrible. Y'all. I love how Darcy says, oh, my God, Tom, you went above and beyond in the Airbnb. It's not even a hotel. It's an Airbnb.
I like it how Tom says, how beautiful is that, the place that they're going to? And Darcy says, is that where we're going to get married?
Yeah.
And he's like, and at that moment, Tom wants to open the door of the car and roll away as it's moving. And I was like, I think that's London Bridge. I think that's London Bridge,
true.
Darcy.
And so he invites her. They go in the Airbnb, and they sit down, and he pours a glass of wine, and Tom says, cheers. And she says, cheers. But the way she says cheers was more like, stick it in. Like, and she literally.
Yeah, and like no one has ever, like, I'm a good example of this, because like, if I invite you over, it's a sure deal.
Oh yeah,
like there's no, she is the worst poker face. She's like, so when do we make love?
Which is saying something, because she can't move her face, but you still know what she's thinking. And then, y'all, Darcy proceeds to get, as we say, the South, drunker than Cooter Brown.
Yeah. And
I mean,
I will say, and it's kind of his fault, as just giving him. At one point, she's like, she keeps saying, do you want red or white? She's like, you choose, whatever. It's your favorite.
I mean,
whatever's fine.
It was so great. I'm like, make a choice. But what would you do if you're going on a date and they just start crying about how much you love them?
I'd get drunk.
Sobbing. You would just be like, here, drink. So he feels she's sobbing for really no reason. We don't know why.
I wrote down, is there anything worse than a woman breaking down after you first meet her?
No. Woman or a gay man for that reason.
No.
No, there's not. And then I realized Darcy is always that girl. She's always going to be that drunk girl.
Yep.
That crying girl.
He was giving her a lot of alcohol, though.
But then he says, come into the place. And she goes into a room. She's like, oh, this is my room. I hate it. I don't like the energy.
Where's yours? Y'all, I don't like the energy is California for I want to fuck you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then she walks up the stairs. She's like, oh, my God. And she immediately jumps on the bed and practically spreads her legs. And
she presents like a baboon.
And we almost saw Puddin' Tang. Okay? We almost saw it. And she's like, yes, this is more comfortable. And then he's like, well, I just want to be proper and have you sleep in your other room. And she's like, I don't want to be alone.
Here, should we 90 Days Theater this whole section?
We have a section of 90 Days Theater that we didn't air on the show. But this is when Tom was trying to get drunk Darcy into bed. And she hit him in the nose and gave him a nosebleed.
And scene. But darling,
mysterious. You're my Tom Cruise. You're my Goldfinger.
Darling, are you going to do this every time?
You love me?
I do.
I don't wear anything in bed. I just want to wear these sheets and your penis.
I'm horrified. I'm consistently horrified.
No, don't put me in the bed.
I think you should be in the other bed. No, please.
I don't want to.
You can sleep by yourself. I think we'll both. I respect you as a woman.
You can come in the back door. I'm still a virgin. My ass is tight.
And then, boom,
she hits him.
And you hit me in the nose in the middle of the night.
And somewhere, some of you are driving your car right now. And you just vomited on your steering wheel. But y'all know what we were leading up to that scene, and I was going to tell you that proves my point. Darcy is a take it in the ass girl. She'll give you whatever she wants.
She's definitely a backdoor girl.
If y'all are a Southern charm, she is putting in rose petals. If Austin put butt play on the bed for her, she'd say yes like Madison.
Madison!
Anyway, y'all.
So really
after that, they just go on a boat ride.
I did like it when she's like, so I woke up in Tom's white shirt, like risky business.
You know, she always says like, don't know how that happened. That was a total surprise. She always says,
There was a camera on you and you're being interviewed after.
And you woke up in the morning with a face fucking beat.
Yeah.
With full makeup and lashes.
It took you 3 hours to do your face and someone had to airbrush that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I love how she always makes these statements of, she'll say, that was confusing. I don't understand that. When we all know what just happened.
Yeah.
It's very, and also I realize, and we see this on the boat, when basically Tom tells her that he's been fucking other chicks this whole time.
My favorite part was when she's like, so you're seeing another woman. He's like, women.
Women.
Oh.
That's what makes me sad.
You saw her just crumble.
And die inside.
Yes. And she's like, is there any more wine?
Is there any more wine? And then that's what I want to say to Darcy. I want literally, she's cutting the feeling off in her face.
Yeah.
And also her emotions. I want to say, if you...
I want to say you're fucking enough, Darcy.
And
damn.
I want to say, if you all, if you can't speak your mind, you might want to process that.
Agreed.
Process that if you can't speak your truth.
Also, it's a red flag if the guy you've been fucking has told you, or sorry, online fucking, has told you all of a sudden that he's dating two other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a red flag anyway.
There are red flags everywhere.
Well, no, there's a red flag now in the world.
I've heard about this.
Which, I don't know.
Maybe
we're going to have to start doing a 90-day news section because I feel like shit happens.
Yeah, add another section on the Barbie for me.
But yeah, apparently he is forging some of these Instagram pics. Mm-hmm. And I thought... In watches, did he choose an Airbnb because his place is a shitty place and he doesn't want her to see it? That's what I thought. Anyway, y'all, let's go to Lebanon. Get off your grinder. You can look at dick later. We've got another lonely heart, y'all. And her name, I actually feel like her name's not Avery. Her name is Omar, is our lonely heart. Because Avery's just a dumb girl.
Oh, I have a lot to say about Omar.
Terry.
I want
fucking Terry.
Well, and Terry now.
With T-E-R-I. We Terry, all know that Terry.
We all know that Terry. Y'all, that Terry is she's your dental hygienist.
Or either that or your general manager at Farmer's Market.
That's true. She's kind of like free with her sexuality.
And when I say Farmer's Market, I don't mean Farmer's Market like y'all think. I need to realize the shitty grocery store that has really good meat
in
our hometown is called Farmer's Market.
Yes.
It's actually not shitty. It's just small, but their meat selection's the best in town.
Anyway, so they're trying on Lebanese wedding dresses.
Yes.
And these are dresses it's not that they don't leave anything to the imagination. There is no imagination.
No, there's not at all. There's not. And Omar
every inch is crowded. And he doesn't want it to be too tight.
He doesn't want it to be too tight at all.
First time I've ever heard that from a man. Hey-o!
Wow.
That's my straight comedy, y'all. When I do straight talk. Straight talk comedy.
Straight talk.
First time I've ever heard it. Hi-oh!
Wow.
We have had people comment say that you like it when we do straight voices. Although one viewer said that your Caesar sounds like a depressed Barack Obama, and they're not here for
that.
It.
It's a little bit like this.
We're going to work on that.
A little bit.
We're
going to
work on that.
I love you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I love you, Michelle.
No.
Come at me if
Please
you think
don't
that's
do that.
A
it just
good,
makes me sad and
I think
miss
it's a
him.
Pretty good Barack Obama.
Okay, so let's talk about
and
this.
Michelle.
Let's
Michelle.
Talk about
Michelle and Malia and Sasha.
I'm just going to pause the show. let's talk about that. Did you feel like, I mean, again, so this wedding dress he thinks is too tight. Terry's freaking out. My daughter can wear whatever she wants to wear.
Again, actually, you're in the Middle East. I don't think she can.
I need to not do a Southern accent when I do Terry because she is not acting like
she
a Southerner.
She is not.
She's acting
from
like
fucking
an
Ohio.
She's acting like
she's
an entitled
trash Ohio
Yankee.
It's true. So Terry, y'all,
I will say the first dress Avery puts on,
it's not flattering.
It looks like a Muslim Jessica Rabbit. It's so tight. It literally, she's like,
I'm not bad. I'm just fatwa that way.
By the way, we have a process moment again from Avery.
Okay.
And I'm saying childhood trauma. I'm pretty sure, and I don't mean this to be funny, I am 100% certain she was molested or raped. Because
I think you're right.
When she says,
Avery,
old Avery,
come on.
Old Avery was haram. Bad. New Avery
was halal.
Halal. Good. When you literally are putting those qualifiers
on
yourself,
pretty gross.
That you were bad, and you can
tell
when she says it, it's not
it's
like
it's more layered
fun,
than
bad.
That, but halal is like allowed, and haram is like unallowed.
But she is not seeing it layered like that.
I agree.
She's saying, I'm literally leaving something behind. And anyway, it makes
she's
me sad
up.
For her.
She's fucked up.
Makes me sad.
I want to jump into the fact that Terry,
mm-hmm.
has a real problem with eggplant. Really no. reacted to it violently.
She's like, if it doesn't walk or breathe, I'm not eating it. If it doesn't have legs and a heart that I see bleed out,
and my favorite,
I don't feel like an American.
And my favorite part of the night, the drink ordering went like this. I'll just have something that's fruit.
Turn lemonade.
I'll have some water.
I have a juice. I have a juice.
Long Island iced tea.
I mean,
y'all, we know what kind of heifers order a Long Island iced tea. They're going to get fucked in the bathroom.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I will say, if you're a mother.
I wrote, I'm dying.
And I'm telling you now, if you have a rebellious daughter out there, you probably are passive aggressive. Because daughters usually only rebel like that when, I'm not saying it's the mother's fault, but there's many things.
Well, look, she could try to accept her
but
daughter.
I bet her mother has belittled her self-confidence entire life.
I agree.
And that makes sense now why Avery is doing what she's doing.
Long Island iced tea. And make it a double!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A double Long Island.
And then she starts.
They probably didn't even know how to make an all Long
Island
iced tea.
It's true. They're like, what? Y'all, because here's the deal.
They didn't look that bad on Google.
The food they were ordering, it wasn't like they were in Singapore and they were like at a fucking market.
It's true.
It was eggplant and fucking like, you can go to like Daphne's Greek and get the same fucking almost type of food.
She was talking like she was eating crickets or something.
Like
she could not fought bad.
$10 says she's had an eggplant parmesan.
Yeah, she has. And no eggplant for me.
When she pulls up her phone and starts quoting all this. Now, look.
Oh.
I want to preface this because I know you probably felt the same way I did, but maybe you didn't. But I felt, and I want to just say, we are not, Jake and I on a personal level, yes, have a lot of problems with some of the way like Muslim religions have treated women.
It's not our culture, but I completely respect the ethos behind it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I get it, but using it as picking and choosing Muslim examples to saying you can beat your wife. And you can find examples in the Quran for anything, just like you can find examples in the Bible
like
for
the
anything.
Way Avery schooled her mother, because when Avery's mother, when she said, "Mom, why don't I pull up the Old Testament?" And again, her mother just, what is she? She actually said, "No, I'm fine."
I'm good.
And that is the qualifier right there. Of you might want to process that and that. Her mother probably has never listened or taken her opinion valid for everything.
I agree.
And so she has to do this big of a show just to get attention and feel validated from her mother.
I also want to say that
I hope they are listening to this show. Come at us, Avery or Terry, because I will give you therapy and you'll pay us, but we will give you therapy a lot.
And Omar said, well, she's nice to me, talking about what Avery was. And she's like, so are you going to beat her?
Because she won't always be nice.
Are you going to beat her? Because she always will be nice. She's my daughter.
Yeah, she's going to be a big cunt.
She's
going to
be a bitch. Like I am. Even grandma's calling like, don't do that.
And I said the C word because she probably would say that. I don't like saying
that.
She
would.
But she would. I will say, it's like.
It ended kind of in a brutal way.
It's like when people say all Mormons have 10 wives. Y'all, I'm going to say this, that a lot of the Los Angeles Mormons I know are some of the best religious people I know.
And a lot of the men are kind of gay.
That's true.
That's true.
That's all I've got about poor Miss Avery.
And kind of gay, kind of not gay. We don't know. Oh, Caesar. This is my thing with Caesar.
Oh, y'all, every time we get to Caesar, I feel like there's a rainstorm and Eeyore walks out.
Y'all, we need a producer.
Holy fuck.
When we say Caesar, y'all need to press the button and put a storm effect.
You do.
But our next lonely heart is Caesar. And y'all, here's my deal with Caesar. Does Caesar have a kid? Because look, here's the evidence. There's like, on his kitchen, first of all, there's that picture on the fridge of a turtle that says, like, be your own superhero.
I saw that, but I thought that was part of his occupational therapy.
Maybe. But also, too, why are there, like, stickers of grapes and fruits on all the cabinet doors?
I don't know. I swear to God.
This apartment is so weird.
I swear. It was a very strange apartment. I noticed those, too.
He has the Nordic track that's up on its side, and y'all,
I chalked it up to occupational therapy.
He, look at Caesar. He doesn't do the Nordic track.
No, she doesn't. Also, was it just me, and maybe I'm wrong, did a cubic zirconia earring get involved in the right ear this episode, or has he always had that?
I didn't notice that.
He got an earring in his ear this time, in the right ear. And y'all, if you grew
up... He probably wanted to look special.
If you grew up in a place where it was kind of not really gay friendly, you were always having to worry about what earring is in the gay side? Is it the left mm-hmm. side or the right side? Mm-hmm. I think the answer is the right ear is gay.
I don't remember.
We talked about it a lot.
I think the answer for Jake and I was... Any ear. You're still a Mary.
You had golden hoops, and I it did. Looked like a gay fucking pirate.
Or like a genie.
It was much more genie because you have big earlobes. Yeah.
Prince Ali, someone, fabulous, she is
someone
a big
should have stopped
one.
You because your earlobes are too big for those.
God made me, he gave me decorations enough. She did. She gave me decoration.
Seriously, someone should have stopped you. Anyway.
No, it's just sad. You know what's sad to me? Caesar goes to the airport. Everybody else on this show, I mean, hell, Tim has his ex-wife / mom / girlfriend take him to the airport. Caesar just has Uber. Y'all, nobody. Now, his hot friend doesn't take him.
Nope. You think Jeremy's not there.
Susan from Julie's.
And nor is his boss, who's probably 26 yeah. years old and Vietnamese.
Nobody.
Nor his other friend who was going to help
nobody.
Him out. Nobody. Caesar's just got to eat Uber. And also, so he does fly.
He hasn't heard from her in like 3 days, but he's like, I'm going to take a chance on love.
And of course, y'all, motherfucker's luggage gets lost.
Gloomy old Eeyore nods his head and worries the time away.
Of course his luggage is lost.
Y'all, and he's like, well, I waited 30 minutes, it's not there. I guess I'll just call back tomorrow. Because y'all, if you lose your luggage in Cancun, they fucking stole
you're
it.
You're never getting that.
You're never getting that back.
Some guy's uncle is wearing yeah. your clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You might get another luggage back that looks like yours, and then you open it up, and there's a dead goat in there.
And a lot of cocaine.
And a lot of coke, and you're like, fuck. And then it's like Goldie Hawn better show up and make a movie out of it.
It's true.
Y'all, I love Goldie Hawn.
I love her, too.
What was that movie she was in the 80s where, like, It was a crook or like it was a crime and she didn't know she was in on it. It was really
Bird
good.
Bird on a Wire?
Yes!
I don't know where that came
that
from.
That movie was good.
From a Leonard Cohen song. I also want to just say that I saw a golden retriever that someone put on. It was National Dog Day today, so of course there was places.
My and dog's someone... dead, so I don't have one anymore. But I had a Facebook memory come up today. That reminded me of Sophie.
Okay. Way to bring it down.
But, you know.
Anyway, someone posted their golden retriever named Goldie Hawn, and I about died.
That's cute.
It was really funny.
That's really cute.
I'm sorry your dog's dead.
That's all right. She's a memory, and she's a dog angel now.
When you walk, she helps other
Come
dogs.
Here, angel dog.
She helps other dogs cross over.
In a feed.
I thought about her today.
Praise Della Reese.
It was National Dog Day.
I know you did. He loves her. He won't admit it.
She's all right.
So we hope he gets back that $200 engagement ring. I hope he got it insured.
Susan handled that at the jeweler's. That's all I've got.
So Caesar's just waiting for Maria. And
guess what? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
She doesn't call.
Maria. I just paid a girl named Maria. And suddenly I found how negative my bank account can be.
That's it.
Maria. That's him. That's he walks into a room.
He is somewhere.
And there's just like a.
Exactly.
Anyway, y'all.
What is your straight people be crazy?
Straight
for this
people
week?
Be crazy. Y'all, my straight people be crazy is
Darcy, y'all. Just all of it.
She is the craziest straight person.
It's just the fact that, and then one of our friends told me, and they sent me, and I just, there's like, we'll post it on the Sissy Squad.
Oh, it's heavenly, y'all.
There is a sizzle reel. Basically, I think I've said this.
Twin trap?
It's called like Super Twins or something
Twin
like
cyst.
That. Whatever. Four titties for your pleasure. There's four fake titties. Basically, they made a pilot.
Is there
just
sizzle
about,
for their reality
just
show?
Just about them being twins. Apparently, that's enough. They're crazy. Can't you see your presenting
show? And they have
show?
Like bad fedoras from 2006.
And it's with
2006.
Their husbands, yeah. The father of her girls. Can you imagine it was just her like saying, so it's just like, we're just being crazy. We're just twins, and our life is just so crazy, and we're letting people in on our crazy life.
It was not good.
It was just the word crazy over and over, which you
it was
know,
a lot.
Y'all know.
And they got
we have a problem.
They got
with.
Different faces back then too.
You barely recognize them.
It's true.
That's my straight people be crazy. What's your straight people be
my
crazy?
My straight people be crazy is there is never a gay man who I'd ever find who would say, I never want eggplant. I hate eggplant.
Cause I be dancing about anything.
Cause y'all, we're gay boys, and we love an eggplant. We love an eggplant emoji.
Cause it's an emoji for dick.
Cock.
I like that we both went to the harmony at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan on
we're
that.
Like, I'm like Justin Timberlake, and you're like
JC, who
JC.
Like has a shitty career.
But he can
Thanks.
Sing well. Y'all,
yeah, and look what happened. He got puffy.
I still think he's cute. Y'all, we have gotten like 240 members now in our Sissy Squad, so be sure to join that.
Join our Sissy Squad,
join the
y'all.
Conversation.
We would love, if you like this, if you like the show, if you like us, give us a review on iTunes because it makes a whole lot of difference. Even if you write, keep going, Queens.
And you know what? I'm actually going to have
give
even
us 5 stars.
More special ask
oh,
even
God.
This week. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'll say, click here to leave a review for 90 days. I'm going to highlight it and make it a hyperlink. Because, y'all, one of the best...
What's a hyperlink?
You don't know what a fucking hyperlink is? The, like, blue thing with the line that says it's goes
oh,
to
website.
Oh, I
know what that is. You can click on that.
Boy, this is why we need a producer, y'all. And the way that we can get a producer is we can get enough reviews to get this show going.
Help
so that
us get
way
a producer,
we do,
y'all.
We can get a producer. But... Y'all,
for just for the 3 cents a day.
For the 90 days, gays, it would be the way Apple looks at podcasts, especially when they first come out, we only have like basically 3 weeks to get as many reviews as possible to help us get on
really?
The new, to get on the new and noteworthy. And
new
really
and noteworthy
get
is everything,
so
y'all.
If y'all could... If you could go write 5 stars and it's not just the 5 stars. If you could write something, even if you say keep going queen, something little.
Or just keep going queers.
And I
enjoy this.
If you're listening on Spotify or Google Play or wherever.
Go to
iTunes. I still have that Apple link that'll take you directly to that just would mean so, so much. Just if we, I would love.
You give me, every review gives me power.
You give good love to me, baby.
No one came to hear
you
sing.
Know what? This is what we're going to do. If we can get 100 reviews
Ooh.
In a week, what are we going to sing on air?
We're going to sing something on
air. We're going to sing something on air with the piano.
We'll take requests.
We'll take some requests. You tell us what you want the tell us even in the review what
we're
you want us to sing.
We're going to regret this.
We probably are. Maybe but if
I
we
said it and I was like ooh.
If we get 100 reviews, y'all.
We will sing some songs.
100 reviews, that would mean the world to
a
us.
We'll do a whole special podcast where we just sing songs.
You know what? In fact, if we get 100 reviews, we will do it in the podcast, but we will record it on video and post to our Instagram.
Yes, we want 100 reviews.
Yes, that's what we want.
Love
and
it.
I think so. Be sure to tune in this week. It's up now, the 90 Day Gays. You can binge the first four episodes now. The 4 episodes. And
you can find us. I'm at Jake It or Fake It.
And you can find me at the Matt Martin.
All of our socials.
At 2 T's, 2 R's. And if you watch Southern Charm, it's the last finale, y'all.
Ooh.
We're going to be doing that. And I think that episode's going to be able to go on Wednesday night, right?
Yep.
So we got a lot of stuff going on this week.
Oh, wait. I'm flying that night.
He
but
just
yeah,
ruined it, you know?
Well, I'll watch it and then...
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But most of all, y'all, you've left so many comments and reviews saying how we helped y'all.
I even sent Maddie
we
the
get
thing
teared
today.
Up.
I teared up from
so
it.
So we love y'all
we
so
love
much.
We love y'all so much.
And remember, if you're just a somebody out there and you're a lonely heart and, you know, you're just looking for love,
if you think in all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places. If you think that you want to go and get yourself a 90-day fiancé,
just call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.